Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Kelly.
And.
Kelly.
Previously on This Sounds Serious.
Hi, Gwen.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's nice to meet you,
yeah, nice to
finally.
The only thing tying Melissa Turner's 2017 disappearance to Jimmy Klein was one single mention during his hostage situation around the same time she went missing.
Listen, you need to arrest the mayor, okay? She killed my girlfriend.
Okay, who's your girlfriend?
Melissa Turner.
But he later denied it.
What I meant to say was, arrest my mother, she killed my opportunity at having a girlfriend.
And police never investigated the connection.
Did we talk to any other police departments about Melissa Turner? No.
But while scrolling through the comments on Jimmy's YouTube videos about incense, I found a comment from Melissa Turner. Wow, I can't wait to smell that in person. See you soon. Smiley face. It's This Sounds Serious, Missing Melissa, a CastBox original.
Toot toot! Welcome aboard the good ship Incense. I'm your captain here, Captain Nostril, a.k.a. Sniffy Jim Whiffer. Today we're doing the great white sage rundown. There's also green sage, brown sage, and black sage, but those are a little more advanced.
This is a video from Jimmy's YouTube account. His username is Sniffy Jim Whiffer.
It's a great one to start with today. It's also a great way to evaluate an incense company as a whole. It's kind of like the same way that if an ice cream company makes a really good vanilla, that means they've kind of mastered the fundamentals.
He's sitting at a desk in what looks like his bedroom at night. He's got 7 or 8 small boxes of incense stacked in front of him.
This one is by QXW, and they're like the Toyota of incense. Not a flashy company, not expensive, just really solid and really popular.
But I'm not too concerned about the content of the video. What interests me is who watched it. It has 46,000 views and over 90 comments. And among those comments is one from username Melissa_Turner. It says, wow, I can't wait to smell that in person. See you soon. Smiley face. Is this the same Melissa Turner who went missing? If it is her, then that means they really did know each other. That also means that Jimmy lied to me when he said he made the name up. If not, then maybe this explains why the name was on his mind. And it gives credence to the claim that he doesn't actually know anyone named Melissa Turner. But there has to be more to this than just one YouTube comment. So I keep digging.
This one is from a brand called Four Chakras. Now, their stuff is always really powerful. Like, whoo, watch out.
This is another one of Jimmy's videos.
Okay, this is not for your Mondays. This is a real Friday, 11 p.m. Light it up.
On his YouTube channel, he's got over 200 videos posted. They have titles like Intro to Incense, Incense in the Jazz Age, and What the Incense Industry Gets Wrong.
So today we're going to do something a little different. Diehards will know what I'm talking about here, but I take you through the plot of a movie, but only using fragrances.
This one you're hearing is something he calls a scent story. He's done a few of them.
And today we're going to be using my favorite movie of all time, I think, Suicide Squad.
This was posted in October of 2016, and this is the first time Melissa Turner commented on one of his videos. She wrote, "Mind blown. I didn't know you could do this with smells."
Okay, we're in the asylum, and here I get a real antiseptic vibe, and that's why we have the rubbing alcohol. And that clinical sharpness kind of mimics Jared Leto's performance as the Joker. So number three, always take into account humidity. This is one that people...
This is a video from November 2016. It's called The Five Biggest Incense Mistakes Beginners Make.
The way a fragrance sticks to you, it's going to be different on a rainy day than on a dry day.
Melissa commented on this one too. "This is what I needed right now." A couple of months later, she commented, "Merry Christmas, Sniffy Jim," on his video, The Top 10 Christmas Smells.
Don't just think about the frankincense. You know, consider the way it would interact with the myrrh, of course, but also the hay and the animal dander of the manger.
Soon after, she just comments, "Wow," on a video about training your nose.
It's more about noticing the fragrances that aren't there.
But in May of 2017, she left her last comment. "Wow, I can't wait to smell that in person. See you soon. Smiley face." On a video Jimmy made to announce he was making his own vanilla incense.
I guess in that way, you know, smelling is like jazz.
These comments are helpful if we're ever going to find Melissa, but they also raise more questions than they answer. One thing I notice is Jimmy never replies to any of the comments. He gives them a thumbs up, but he does that with every comment, no matter who left it. There's no public interaction between Jimmy and Melissa. He doesn't acknowledge her in the videos. You wouldn't look at these comments and think these two were boyfriend and girlfriend. There's no indication that he even knows who she is. On the other hand, something must have happened. How did they go from innocuous comments like, "Wow," to, "I can't wait to smell that in person, see you soon"? That last comment sounds like a plan to meet up in real life. So I dug deeper. And it turns out, YouTube is just the beginning. There are more places online where people are into incense and just the overall practice of smelling. I found forums, Tumblrs, and finally a subreddit called A Hint of Sage, with over 50,000 members asking for advice, soliciting opinions, and sometimes just complaining about odors. In fact, there's so much more to this subculture that it's actually been a topic on one of my favorite shows, the Internet Culture Podcast. Here's some information.
I'm Brett Kubicek.
And I'm Adam Crystal.
It's Here's Some Information, a show about the internet.
I love this podcast. These guys are friends of mine, and they've given me permission to play what is actually a pretty big chunk of their show. So they're going to take over for a little while.
Welcome to 15 Minutes of Flame, the segment on the show when we try and shine a light on the dark corners of the internet.
And today, what I'm bringing to the table is a pretty smelly controversy.
Okay. Hit me.
This is a tweet from at DRJSPROM. I think it's Dr. J's prom. Anyway, he writes, "My girlfriend's vape smells like nail polish remover, but she says it's banana. I didn't know you could smell wrong."
Okay.
And this unleashed a bit of a controversy. So, do you remember a few years ago the dress?
Yeah. That dress that some people on the internet saw as blue and black, and others saw as white and gold.
And that was a huge debate, right?
Well, there's no debate.
Well, it was. It was a huge debate. It was enormous. Everyone was talking about it.
Well, it's a white dress, no debate, end of story, white dress.
No, it was blue and black.
Did you see the video? It's white.
You drive me crazy. Anyway, I'm going to play you a clip.
Please.
"As bananas ripen,
banana,
they produce more ethyl acetate. And maybe to some people, it smells like the acetone in nail polish remover.
Idiots.
But to the trained nose,
my nose,
these are completely distinct. Two different sides of the smell spectrum."
Smell spectrum.
That's Ronnie Rashan. He's probably the Michael Jordan of the smell community.
The what community?
You heard right, the smell community.
So these people smell?
Well, they don't smell as bad as you.
Wow. I smell pretty good most of the time.
Well, most of the time is not the time.
I love their rapport. Okay. They're always bickering, but you can tell they're best friends. They go on to say that the community is made up of tens of thousands of fragrance enthusiasts.
Now, I'd like to pivot away from the banana thing and focus on the smell community in general. About 10 years ago, in the early days of YouTube, there were all these different kinds of vloggers who made videos about fragrances. There were perfume reviewers.
Up next, we are smelling a new cologne from Usher. Oh, it smells like wealth. It smells like tequila. It's like a tequila, leather, bourbon, Audi mix. Does that make sense?
There's actually a lot of those.
Next, we're going to review the Clubman Pinot Aftershave. So this is one that's great for a sadder time, maybe a funeral, a burial, a processional.
There were witches.
Hello and greetings to you. I am, of course, Esmeralda Q. Today I am demonstrating the cleansing power of cedar and pine.
And there was the pheromone crowd.
Now, with a smell like this, it's a chemical message that's intended to get a social response, i.e., your prospective partner moves in a little bit closer.
Oh, that's kind of not cool.
Yeah, that hasn't aged well. That last group is kind of like a PUA thing. Those pickup artists, they use smells to attract women. But over time, the lines started blurring between these different groups. And what emerged was the smell community. It's perfume reviewers, it's storytellers, it's super smellers.
Super smellers?
Yeah, super smellers. You know how a musician can have perfect pitch? There are smellers like that. That Ronnie Rashan I said was the Michael Jordan of this community? He's a super smeller. And I actually called him up.
Yeah, the community has really grown in the past few years, thanks to some of the great noses, myself included.
Do you have any advice for people interested in getting into the smeller community?
Yeah, don't do it. There's a lot of noses out there. Yours probably isn't special. It's not for everyone, okay? An average person trying to do what I do would be like a turtle trying to learn string theory.
Seems like an intense community.
Well, Ronnie is one side of the coin. He's sort of made a career of it. But for most of these people, it's a lot more casual. They make the videos, they meet up in the real world, they go to conventions. For them, it's just about understanding the world through the language of smell.
Eyes wide shut, nose wide open.
After the break, I make contact with the smell community to see how well Jimmy and Melissa knew each other.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Thanks again to Here's Some Information for letting me play part of their episode about the smell community. So what I take away from this is that there are plenty of people participating in the smell community, either creating content, watching it, or discussing it. But what does this have to do with our case? I know that Jimmy was involved, making videos about incense. I still don't know to what extent, if any, Melissa was involved. I know she made Instagram videos where she made origami, but I wouldn't say that's related to this. However, I do have a strong suspicion it was in fact the Melissa Turner commenting on Jimmy's videos.
Oh, oh, the smells, yeah. The incense, the perfume. That was her thing, I guess, for about a year or so. I don't know. It was always hard for us to keep track of all of her interests, you know.
This is Bruce Turner, Melissa's father.
Personally, I never liked these nerd things. One month it's origami, the next it's LARPing, if that's how you say it. I'm not quite sure. It was all nerd, you know. I didn't know what half the stuff was, usually. We never wanted to pry too much. So if she left town for a few days, that was her business, you know. So
She never mentioned any Jimmy that I recall, or Ronnie, or anybody at all like that.
I decided to ask a few members of the smell community if Jimmy and Melissa knew each other.
It's a true boys' club. It's probably 80-20 men to women. I mean, it's a lot of old school beliefs that men are just better smellers. Because you know what? Women are too emotional to be super smellers. What a load of crap.
This is Esmeralda. We heard one of her clips in the previous story.
It's a real sausage festival.
Watching her videos, she's in her early 40s with pale skin and long dark hair. She looks like a cross between Avril Lavigne and Elvira.
I would like to offer blessings to all of you. We are amongst the trees, friends, and we're going to wet, as they say, our nose palettes.
She says she's always tried to look out for other women in the community, and she believes that the Melissa Turner who commented on Jimmy's videos is probably the one I'm looking for.
I mean, I haven't heard from her in a couple years, and I am surprised to hear she's missing. If you stop seeing someone online, you don't think anything's wrong. You just think, good for them. Maybe they got a real life. Maybe they figured out that they didn't need to find some meaning in this community of super smellers. I do hear the words coming out of my mouth in the videos I make, and I do realize how crazy I sound. Off my rocker. I mean, I'll say it myself.
She says Melissa confided in her as one of the few women she knew in the smell community.
We only ever chatted online, and yes, Melissa knew Jimmy. They were friends. I think Jimmy maybe thought they were closer than they really were, but they definitely, you know, they were tight, though.
According to Esmeralda, Jimmy had plans to open an incense business.
No, I mean, it wasn't going to be like a store or anything. It was just like incense consulting. Jimmy wanted them to move to Portland. It wasn't a good idea.
And Jimmy was under the impression that he and Melissa were going to be partners in the business.
And I don't want to say she was leading him on. I mean, I think he had ideas to start this business and his imagination got the best of him. And she maybe never directly said, hey, this is a dumb idea. You're on your own, bud. You know, guys are so fragile. You can't say stuff like that. You gotta just let them figure it out themselves sometimes. And besides, I don't think Jimmy knew how many guys in the community she was tight with. And by tight, I mean sexual intercoursing.
She says that among the other men in the community whom Melissa knew was Ronnie Roshan, the super smeller you heard in the segment earlier.
Did I sleep with Melissa?
I decided to call him up.
I don't know. I mean, I sleep with a lot of women. You know, it's like in and out. I'm not, you know, like the door. I'm not being crass.
In his videos, Ronnie is definitely a character.
But that one smell? Banana?
Banana? Banana?
Doesn't mean anything. Every banana smells different.
He wears a leather duster and those sunglasses that have holograms of reptile eyes like a professional poker player. He's got a soul patch and rings on all 10 fingers. And he's got ninja swords mounted on the wall behind him.
Women basically throw themselves at me because I have this power over them through their noses, especially at the conventions.
According to Ronnie, every year the perfume industry holds a fragrance expo.
I usually sit on a few panels and do a bit of meet and greets. It's not explicitly for the smellers, but we're there.
I wanted to know if he could confirm that Jimmy and Melissa knew each other.
Did you know a guy named Sniffy Jim Whiffer?
Oh, yeah. That guy, he's an amateur, real loose. Yeah, he didn't know what he was doing. He's from some small town, right? And now I know who you mean when you say Melissa. I remember Jimmy was obsessed with her, and she was kind of obsessed with me.
Do you remember the convention where you met her?
Yeah, was that? Could have been Northwest Smell Fest, Seattle, 2016.
Was Jimmy there too?
I might have signed an autograph for him. I mean, yeah, you know, I got a bad vibe from that guy.
I told him that Melissa had been missing for 2 years and asked if he had any idea where she might be.
Melissa? No. I do not know where all these women that I slept with are. But I will tell you this. For a while, I was getting anonymous threats. Someone said they were going to mail me chemicals or something that would paralyze my sense of smell. I bet it was Jimmy Klein.
And that's sort of where he ran out of helpful information. What I find so fascinating about this community, and so many online communities, is that they're closed off from the real world. Whatever status people have in the community, it doesn't matter anywhere else. When Esmeralda goes to work, the guy in the next office doesn't care that she has an online following. When Ronnie goes to a restaurant, his celebrity status doesn't get him a better table.
That's why some people cling to the attention they get in their digital world.
There are so few women who give these guys any attention, and the attention that guys give in return is disgusting. It's like they've never seen a woman before. It's insane. It's gross. The men here come on way too strong. And I saw it from Jimmy. One time I forgot to like one of his comments underneath one of my videos, and he banned me from a subreddit. And Melissa got a lot of attention from the guys in the community. A lot.
After this deep dive into this strange world, I learned less about smell and more about community. I don't know if I could tell the difference between banana and nail polish remover, but I can spot the most fragile egos and recognize the power dynamics between members. And that shed some light on this other video Jimmy posted.
All right, you know what? Today I'm making a video, and I might regret this, but I probably won't. So F off if that's something that you're concerned about. Yeah, okay, this video is about loyalty and especially putting yourself out there and just getting stomped on, just getting rejected, just like stomp it right on you. You know, it's actually even worse, okay? It's about being ghosted, you know? At least have the decency to tell me you want nothing to do with me to my face. You know, next time you want help identifying a smell because your nose is too weak and mine is stronger, don't come to me. Don't come to me, okay?
Do I know who Jimmy is at all? The more I learn about him, the less I understand him.
Because vanilla is a core scent, okay? It's a very important scent.
Is he the thoughtful, charismatic aroma savant we see online, weaving stories and scents in a way that is undeniably captivating?
So you're going to want to dab this on a cotton ball and then just circulate it around in a clockwise motion like this.
Or is he the raging, jealous hothead?
You know what else? Fuck you! Fuck you!
Is he the congenial host giving me a tour of his house?
This one's like a drawing. Uh-huh. It's a drawing of me coming out of a clam, kind of like that famous painting.
Or the timid, simple oaf shriveling when separated from his mother's outgoing personality. Do you know Melissa Turner?
No.
Where's the truth?
I think it's a nice idea that Melissa just walked away from the group, and that's why we haven't heard from her. You know, maybe she's listening to this and laughing, but I have to tell you that deep down in the pit of my stomach, I have a feeling that Jimmy didn't want to let her go. You know, he didn't like her stringing him along, and I think he's capable of it. I think Jimmy killed her.
Next time on This Sounds Serious.
At one time, she might have been a good mayor, but she's not anymore.
All those people, especially Rhoda's immediate family, they'll get what they want.
Yep, but why would Jimmy say you killed her?
I don't know. Gwen, listen, sweetheart, I know that you are so desperate for a story. Now, I have a lot of cousins in this town, okay? They're tough guys. So if I were you, I would stop asking questions and leave Tom Day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.